Hello and a very good evening. You're watching Left, Right and Center. My name is Kitty Behel. In this edition, we will talk about the attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan and how there has been much delay in arresting the accused. Well, we will also talk about Donald Trump's inauguration later tonight that's set to take place on Monday. And before that comes the TikTok ban in the US. Well, let's start with the headlines at the top. 3 days on, Saif's attacker is yet to be arrested. 20 police teams are probing the case. Another suspect has been picked up in Chhattisgarh. Mumbai police are yet to verify if he's the attacker. Champions Trophy squad has been announced. Shubman Gill to be the vice captain. Bumrah is in team. He is still unfit. The verdict in Kolkata rape and murder case is out. Prime accused hospital volunteer has been convicted. He is said that he was being framed. Hearing on quantum of punishment will take place on Monday. It's Aam Aadmi Party versus the BJP on the alleged attack on Arvind Kejriwal's car. The BJP has said that Kejriwal's car hit the individuals involving a BJP worker. Aam Aadmi Party says Kejriwal was attacked with stones. Starting with the top focus, it's been 3 days and the Mumbai police haven't been able to nab the attacker in Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan's case. The suspect has been detained by the Chhattisgarh police and his photo was shared with the Mumbai cops who are reaching Durg to interrogate him. Well, as per the Chhattisgarh Railway Police Force who caught the suspect, the photo of the accused in the Saif Ali Khan attack case shared by Mumbai police matches the appearance of the person detained from the train. As per the police, the suspect during initial questioning by railway police had revealed that he is a resident of Mumbai and was travelling to Bilaspur to meet one of his relatives. Now, earlier in the day, a man was detained in Madhya Pradesh as well. However, authorities dismissed the claims and revealed that the detention was related to a separate case. Now, several hours have passed and the Mumbai police is still trying to join the dots. Is the suspect the same man who attacked Saif Ali Khan? A CCTV footage even showed the attacker roaming around, buying headphones from a shop in Dadar. Another video showed him wearing a black t-shirt, then a blue t-shirt. So how has he been able to escape arrest for this long? How did he enter the house of Saif Ali Khan? With whose help did he manage to flee even when he was locked inside a room? Who is behind all of these? These are questions that still remain a mystery. And we will talk about this with the panelists joining us on the broadcast here. Filmmaker and editor of the Daily Eye, Vinta Nanda, joining us on the broadcast. We have former DGP of Maharashtra, Praveen Dikshit, joining us. Meghna Pant, author and a Mumbaikar, joining us on the broadcast. We will also have Indian actor Shehzad Khan. In just a bit, he'll also be joining us on the broadcast. Well, that is what we're learning. All right, let me go across to Mr. Praveen Dikshit first. Mr. Dikshit, 3 days have gone by. The cops have the picture of the attacker, but they haven't been able to apprehend him. If he's just a petty criminal who came to rob Saif and Kareena, there shouldn't have been much delay, isn't it? How do you see this case?
As you are aware, and as you mentioned, there are a number of clues which are available, as being shown now also. While the person is roaming around or when he was climbing up the fire escape, as well as when he was escaping from the fire escape route, all the three clues in the CCTV are available. It is clearly seen that the person has entered with the intention of robbing. He was prepared with a knife. He was prepared to change his dresses so that it can confuse anybody and nobody may suspect him. So these are the clues
but, sir,
which are
available.
But how do
we know that he came with the intention of robbing?
No, whatever the FIR mentions, that he demanded 1 crore from the maid.
But yeah, but well at the same time, Kareena Kapoor in her statement to the cops have said that he did not take anything with him. He did not take any valuables or any jewelry with him. And we do not even know. They also said that he was locked inside a room after he was overpowered by Saif Ali Khan. and yet he managed to flee. I mean, there are a lot of questions that remain unanswered.
No, what is clear is, see, he has entered,
right,
and there was a hue and cry by the maid, followed by the immediate intervention by Saif. And when Saif intervened, it seems that the person has attacked him. Now, it is a fact that nothing might have been taken by him, but he may not have had any occasion to take it with him. So, we cannot say that he did not have the intention of robbing. If he did not come for robbing at the dead of night, what could have been the motive otherwise? That will have to be checked up.
Well,
but till then, we cannot rule out the possibility that he came for the purpose of robbing. And it seems that, as you mentioned, there appears to be some indication that he had full knowledge of the premises.
Right.
He knew that there is a fire escape for entry.
Yes.
He knew that there is a way possible to exit, and it will go unsuspected or unnoticed by the security guards. To cover it up, he has managed this particular route. Now, as far as the fire escape is concerned, one has to find out whether it was opened by somebody inside, or it was open itself, or he opened it with force. But
well,
that doesn't seem to be so.
That's what the police is trying to check at the moment, of course. They're trying to, interrogating the maids also, the house help also, and trying to get all those answers. Let me go across to Vintananda. I'll just come back to you. Vintananda, Kareena Kapoor Khan told the police that the intruder got aggressive during the scuffle with her husband, but he didn't steal anything. But there also are reports that he asked for 1 crore rupees from the maid. And also he was trying to move towards Jay, the younger son of Kareena and Saif Ali Khan. And that is when he was overpowered by Saif Ali Khan. But do you think, is there more than what meets the eye?
I don't think there's more than what meets the eye. It's very clearly a case of robbery. Let's look at it. Let's look at it very clinically. If the maid hadn't woken up and noticed that something was amiss, the guy would have... He was carrying a haversack. So let's get that straight. He had come there to fill that haversack with something and walk away. Whether it was the money that he was going to ask for, whether he was going to hold the child ransom, and then demand cash, he needed that bag, right? And the other thing that is very clearly that if the maid had not woken up and noticed him, God alone knows what this guy would have done.
Right.
So, it's a case of an intrusion. And secondly, we must look at it in a very, you know, the celebrity circus that goes on social media. There is no part of a celebrity's house which is not there in one reel or another. Panning down to up, up to down, saying, Saif Ali Khan, Kareena Kapoor, is ghar mein rehte hain, is building mein, so and so, aise wale ghar mein rehte hain. They go on all angles to show you that they're on the top floor. So getting to know where the AC ducts are, getting to know where a guy can enter from, etc. I mean, for somebody who has the intention of robbing a rich house, a house where he believes he'll be able to walk away with
What's really shocking here is that the police were also actually quite surprised to see, in that statement, they said that there was no security stationed in the flat, in the house that Saif and Kareena were staying in. Well, there were no surveillance cameras at home. There was no visitor logbook maintained in Saif's Bandra society also.
You know, that also I would say that, you know, you become lax when you know that you are secure and you feel that nobody can come in. And obviously, they were in a state of shock after this whole incident happened, which is why they reacted in the way they did and they had to take him in the rickshaw, etc., etc.
Right.
But the point here that you are making is that you don't expect something like this to happen in a city like Bombay. In a city like Mumbai, and especially in Bandra.
Okay.
And that a celebrity like Saif Ali Khan's house. You do not expect, least of all, you who are living there do not expect it to happen. Now that it has happened, let me tell you, there'll not be a single home. Even I am considering putting a alternate door outside my house, which has a jali and through which I can see who's coming before I open the door to them.
Yes.
This is what's going to happen. This is the kind of fear that has set into Mumbai. Because if it can happen to Saif Ali Khan's house, it can happen to anybody.
Anyone.
And we have to see everything very clearly as to why such things are happening. There is so much economic distress. There is so much over-the-top celebrity circus on social medias. There is so much of visibility of wealth on one side and poverty on the other side that I think we are now setting into an age or time when, unless and until our governments don't get together and do something about it and get people out of the economic distress they feel, these kind of incidents are going to grow.
Okay. All right. Let me take a reaction from Meghna Pant as well. Meghna Pant, it does look like an inside job. Would you agree? I mean, police have said that the attacker was let inside the house by a domestic help. She is being interrogated. That angle is being interrogated at the moment. Well, the attacker was locked in one of the rooms also, yet he managed to flee. How is that possible without any inside help?
No, this does. I mean, we'll have to wait for the details to unfold. But Kitty, it is looking like an inside job right now. And, you know, I want to further add to what Vinta was saying. And I think she made a very valid point that this recent attack is not an isolated incident. It's going to happen. We're going to see more and more of it. And it's a reflection of the toxic media culture that has been fermenting for years. You know, what's happened is Bollywood superstars have now been reduced to mere mortals by this media landscape that's thriving on sensationalism, on scandal, and this voyeuristic obsession with tearing down people it once used to idolize. And I think this degradation of the superstar mystique, right? There's a total collapse of boundaries in the digital era, you know, with tabloids and paparazzi culture. You know, we know the name of the building in which they live. We know the names of their children. And we've entered the bedroom. So this whole constant scrutiny has humanized, you know, figures of reverence. And that's why they're game now for criticism and now physical assault. And it's you know, this public perception of power and privilege has now shifted. So they're seen now, celebrities are now seen as accessible targets. And this is what is very worrisome. You know, no, the guy had the guts to assault someone like a superstar like Saif. Right. You know, there's no sense of culpability,
right,
which would earlier have deterred someone from physically and assaulting a public figure. Because, you know, people have portrayed stars now as accessible and flawed and fallible and in some ways undeserving of you know, this earlier star power that they had.
But so it's, I think, a wake-up call for those celebs also who are living in these isolated homes or societies to reevaluate their security arrangements, of course.
There are a lot of lessons we have to learn from this incident, you know.
And
of course, the media's role
is
that we've
seen what happened in Baba Siddiqui case. We've seen, you know, in the case of Salman Khan and the Bishnoi gang
Khan,
in Bollywood.
Right. Yes. And what it's going to do is it's going to make us realize that public figures deserve protection, you know, not increased vulnerability. We're seeing our stars are now becoming increasingly vulnerable because of their fame. They're paying a very, very heavy price for their fame. You know, they've been reduced to mere commodities meant for public consumption. And this is not... you know, it's blurring these lines of privacy and respect and safety. And it's a very intrusive and toxic environment for public figures. And we have to examine this invasion of privacy. You know, why do I know Saif's exact address? Why am I being force-fed information about their personal life that I neither want nor need? And I think this is where this private space, you know, will ask us, to beg us for boundaries of decency that are constantly being eroded as we stand today. So I think these are some of the lessons that we must take away. And as Vinta also mentioned, common people like us Mumbaikars, where we're considered, we've grown up in a safe city, we're all going to be examining our house help more closely. We're going to have our boundaries also up, and we'll be more watchful. And I don't think that's a good thing, considering our socio-economic environment. But this is what the causal effect of this incident is going to be.
Okay, Mr. Dixit, if I could come back to you. You know, what you know, our panelists are speaking about here, about, you know, there's a growing concern about the security and safety in Mumbai's high-profile neighbourhoods. And this recent incident with Saif Ali Khan and his family only amplifies it. Does the government also need to do something? There needs to be more security, or safety needs to be provided by the police also. What needs to be done, sir?
So there is a need to have multiple level of security. As the first level will be, of course, the outside. That is the what government or the police are doing, and they would continue to do it. In the sense that there will be, say, CCTV cameras on the roads, which are already installed. There may be some additional more. There should be proper illumination. There should be regular patrolling. These are measures which will be taken by the government and the police outside the premises. Now, about the premises proper, it is necessary to have a proper peripheral wall and with a concertina wire so that nobody is able to jump from outside. In addition, if there are gates, there should be only one gate which is manned by a guard which is trained. Not that somebody is just standing there and allowing anybody, as some one of the panelists mentioned, that the laxity will cause a lot. The third thing is about the person inside. Now, my humble submission to everyone would be to have a minimum exposure of your house and your personal matters to the world, either through the social media or through your photographs or through various other things, or including the so-called maid servants or other servants which are employed. Because these are the areas which are going to leak about your personal belongings, about your personal behavior and everything. Now, my humble submission would be, do not allow any stranger to be inside your house when you are asleep. Whether it is a maid servant or otherwise, you lock them out, you keep them outside your house, let there be a separate room or whatever, you can make arrangements, but do not allow anybody apart from you to be inside the house. Because once you are inside the house, you feel and have a trust in that person. And you do not know whether that trust is breached and whether that person himself or herself is providing leaks to somebody who is not known to you. When you are employing a person particularly, do remember, not only verify he or her, but also about the circles in which he is moving. Because you don't know from where he has come, whether he is an Indian or whether he is a Bangladeshi or whether he is somebody else, and what his intentions are in joining you. So do not have this kind of a thing that just because you have got a person, he is a good and he is a nice person. It is not necessarily so.
Right.
In addition, see, like the audio camera or video camera on your door, it's a must. Anybody from outside should be identified by you, verified, and only then the entry is allowed. Now, one more thing, that when you are, say, allowing a person inside, make sure that you really know him very well.
Okay.
And unless you know and are convinced that he is the right person whom you are permitting, do not allow entry of that person inside the house. But once you are allowing you the entry inside, you are totally exposed.
Okay, sir. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely, sir. That's a very, very detailed list that you've given, of course. Well, we do hope at least some of the, you know...
This is the minimum that I can suggest.
This is the minimum you can suggest, you're saying, sir. All right. We do hope that everybody is able to follow that and must follow that. Absolutely. All right. Before I wrap this up, Vintananda, do you want to make a comment here? A quick comment.
Yes, I do, you know, agree with sir, and I agree with what Meghna is also saying. But we also need to consider ourselves in the society. We are slowly, unknowingly stepping into a culture of fear and suspicion. We are going to build fortresses around ourselves and alienate the outsider even further than he has already become. What we really need is police reforms. What we really need is very perfect and good policing in a city, especially like Mumbai. And we must kind of create a culture of inclusivity, because the end result will be very, very sad if we become so alienated from the real world.
Yes.
And as a culture, society, as an economic bracket, lose touch with people on the ground. So we somewhere have to find a middle path and learn from this. Like Meghna very correctly said, we have to learn from what has happened and rebuild our lives and our societies and our cultures now.
Absolutely. Most of the times, what happens is that you do not even know who's living next to your house in the next flat that you're living in. Well, that is what something that needs to be reconsidered. And of course, those are very valid points that you've raised here. Thank you so much, Vinta Nanda, Praveen Dikshit, as well as Ms. Meghna Pant for joining us here on the broadcast here and sharing your views with us. Well, we'll keep an eye on the developments here on this big story that we're tracking. What we're learning at the moment is that the Mumbai police is still on its way to Durg in order to identify this suspect who's been detained by the Chhattisgarh police. The railway police have detained him and they're trying to identify him.